Blog Talk Radio.
Urban Glory Radio, simply glorious. In spreading the gospel to the world, we have designed a streaming radio broadcast for every believer. This word, worship, and witness-filled broadcast streams live every week. Access episodes on demand 24 hours a day. Subscribe to our iTunes podcast and take UDR wherever you go. Visit us online at urbangloriecampaigns.webs.com. Also find us at twitter.com/urban_glory and like us on Facebook. Enjoy today's broadcast.
This is Bobby Thomas, leading executive of the Urban Glory Commissioners League. We are the financial support of the work of this great ministry and organization. I've been a supporter of this ministry in time, talent, and treasure, and I ask you to consider doing the same. Whatever the amount, give from your heart, and know that the leadership of Urban Glory Campaigns appreciate your gifts, and the Lord Himself will bless you beyond measure. Visit www.paypal.me/Urban Glory Campaigns and give today.
Thank you for listening. This is Selena Olivia, one of the leaders here at Urban Glory Campaigns, coming to you again to say thank you for listening and to connect with us. Connect with us online. We are on just about every social media platform. Find us on Facebook by searching Urban Glory Campaigns, on Twitter at @urban_glory, and on Instagram, our music association, UGMA, Urban Glory Music Association, as well as Facebook for the music association.
Epic Night is coming, February 2017, a night of celebration, glory, and excellence, catered with delicious food, glorious music, entertainment provided by Urban Glory's own Music and Arts Association, and inspirational words in recognition of our founder, Reverend LaVon Breland, and various members of the support team of Urban Glory Campaigns. For more information, call 202-630-4UGC. That's 202-630-4842. Or visit www.urbangloriecampaigns.webs.com.
Urban Glory Radio. Simply glorious.
Praise is by Danton Whitley and Mosaic Sound. Purchasing music and book Danton Whitley and Mosaic Sound and the other singers and artists of Mosaic Sound Entertainment at DantonWhitleyMusic.com. That's DantonWhitley Music.com.
Seated in the presence of the Lord if you can. How many know that a summit is a time to come together for the same purpose? And how many are here not only to hear from God, but to worship Him in another way? When we come together, it's an expression of worship, which worship is our life. Amen. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How many know that His glory is His radiance, His presence? And how many know the glory of the Lord resides in us? Hallelujah. He is, therefore we are. Look at your neighbor and say, He is, therefore we are. Today I'm assigned to speak on faith, and I want to talk about how faith, say with me, faith is the pathway to the supernatural. Say it again, faith is the pathway to the supernatural. He is, therefore, we are. And as we are, we live. And as we live, we see. Somebody say, we see. And as we see, His light leads the way superior to the natural, the factual, right into truth. In this time assigned, faith and the supernatural will be rightly identified. Words of belief, words of expectation, and words of operation spoken to edify, and we as one. Somebody say, we as one. Somebody say, we as one who breathes Him, believes Him, and reflect Him in His glory will operate so. Now, let's go. Look at your neighbor and say, let's go into the supernatural. All right, faith we hear often as the evidence of what's not seen, the substance of things hoped for, but I submit to you today that that's not necessarily the definition, but a characteristic of faith. Faith is, say it with me, the life of the offspring of God. The scripture tells us that the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Our faith is what we breathe. It's parallel to the blood that's in our body, the air that's in our body. We live by faith. Often you hear the people of God say, I'm going to use my faith for this, I'm going to use my faith for that, but we live by faith. I want you to perceive, I want you to see your spiritual figure, your spirit, breathing in the Word of God, and then we live by it. We breathe in the Word of God, we breathe in the rhema, not just the written, but the rhema, what we hear from God in our prayer time, in our devotion, in our quiet time, and we live thereby. The life, the breath of God's offspring is faith. The just shall live by his faith. We perceive, say it with me, we perceive, we believe, and then we achieve. The scripture tells us in Philippians 2:13 that it's he that works in us, he that works in us to will and do of his good pleasure, he that works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. He works it in and we work it out. Somebody say work it out. The substance, the tangibility of faith, as we see in Hebrews 11:1, the substance of the things that we hope for is our faith. How we act out what we believe is the substance, something that is tangible, something that is perceived. In fact, the scripture tells us that we are living epistles. So the world watching us live out the word of God begins to receive faith, and then they can approach God. So it's a cycle of spiritual life that happens with how we live, and people see God. They come to him in his church, are trained, are developed, are disciplined, and they go out and do the same. Look at your neighbor and say, they go out and do the same. So our faith is our life. Our faith is our life. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The supernatural is something that is often turned and contaminated by darkness. We're in a time where Halloween is coming up, one of the holidays that I wish would just disappear. And, amen. And you see various decorations and people having all kinds of events surrounding death and fear. They won't look at it like that, but they celebrate death and fear and the realm of darkness. But we are the light, and we celebrate God and his life and his glory, and we live out our faith, which is the life that resides in us. The supernatural are all things, say it with me, all things superior to the natural. The supernatural is all things superior to the natural. We find in Colossians where the scripture tells us to set our affections on things above and not on the earth beneath. And we live by faith and not by sight, we find in scripture. So we are to, as the people of God, to not look at the things which are seen. Do not look, even right now, do not look at the things which are seen, but perceive and see what God is not only doing in the spirit realm right now, look at your neighbor and say right now, but what he desires to do in the next minute, in the next moment, in the next day, in the next year, in your life, in your ministry, in your business. The supernatural are all things superior to the natural. I want you to know that we not only hear in the word of God and see in the word of God that we have access to the glory, but we actually do have access to the glory of God. The scripture tells us that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the pathway to the supernatural is faith, and faith is our life. And as we live by faith and we see and the world sees the substance of our faith by how we live, how we carry out the assignment of God, how we carry out the things that God has given us, not only in ministry, but in life, how we interact with each other, how we interact with our children, how we interact with our coworkers, how we interact with each other as man and woman, husband and wife, sister and brother. People see our faith. They see God residing, radiating from us. It's not something that's spooky or something magical, but something that is supernatural, divine. It's positive. It's light. It is God. God is good. God is light. So the supernatural are all things superior to the natural. And we know that as children of God, those things that are superior to the natural and are of God, because there is darkness that exists. We have an enemy. Look at your neighbor and say, we have an enemy. Look at your other neighbor and say, but he's defeated. So as we walk on this pathway of faith and we are approaching the supernatural, we must first believe him. Somebody say, believe him. The scripture says in Hebrews 11:6, he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Many of us stop right at believing that he exists, that he is, that he is, that he is, but he is also a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So it's worth the time. in his presence, and prayer and the word is not just something of meeting a quota. It's not just something of checking off a checklist, but we are in this life that is called faith. By the glory of God, we live by faith, and we believe him. Whatever he says, we believe him. Somebody say, I believe him. Often we find where we have family members, friends, coworkers that we can't always believe. They lie for whatever reason. We don't even know what to do with the information that they give us, because there are some people, they lie so much they believe their own lie. But God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he shall repent. We can take him at his word. Somebody say, I can take him at his word. So believe him, what he says about your finances, what he says about your body, what he says about your relationships, what he says about everything concerning life. In fact, 2 Peter tells us that he has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So I say he has given us all that we need. So believe him, believe him, believe him. Don't just believe that he is, but believe that he will reward you because you seek him. He will reward you because you seek him. Hallelujah. Believe that he is, and he rewards those that seek him. Believe that you are eligible. In fact, look at your neighbor. You let me talk to your neighbor a lot with me. Believe you are eligible for this position. There are often positions that when you're doing a job search or you're trying to get the contract for business that you don't know if you're quite qualified. But, my God, but with this position, somebody say, with this position, you are qualified just for the truth that you are his. You are the offspring of God, so you're eligible for this position of being aligned with him and walking this pathway called faith into the supernatural. In fact, I encourage you today to see yourself walking toward what he has prophesied, said to you, spoke to you. See yourself in it. See yourself in that business. See yourself in that healthy relationship. See yourself prospering and wealthy. Hallelujah. See yourself and believe you are eligible for this position. And then we must expect him. The scripture tells us again that Christ in us is the hope, the expectation, the anticipation of glory. Somebody say glory. So Christ in us, the expectation, the desire that is fulfilled of glory. God desires us to understand and to know and to experience. Someone say, understand and know and experience him. In fact, he said in the word, don't glory in yourself, but glory in this, that you understand and know. The people, if we look at the story of Moses and the people of Israel, they knew his works, the scripture says, but Moses knew his way. Know the ways of God. Not just what he requires of us in the word, but what he, in settings like this, it's so, so powerful. Because it's not just one of us. It's not even just two of us. The scripture says, if any two or three are gathered in my name, I will, he's here. How many know he's here? So expect him. Expect his glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. We have access to the glory of God. After we believe and we expect him, then we operate and walk in him. Look at your neighbor and say, operate and walk in him. Look at your other neighbor and say, operate and walk in him. The scripture tells us that in him we live, we move, and we have our being. In him we live. Psalms 1 tells us that it is a blessed man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted. Somebody say planet, by the rivers of water, and his fruit will not wither, but whatsoever he doeth will prosper. We must not only believe him, not only expect him, but walk in him, operate in his glory, operate in his presence, operate in the Spirit of God, not just in the corporate worship setting, but in our jobs. I had quick testimony. I really don't usually give testimonies with the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody go this way. I ride a 90-minute commute to work every day. And during my commute, there was a female commuter that sat next to me. And, you know, D.C., there's a lot of people that don't say hello, but I do. People look at you like, oh, you're speaking to me. But I said hello to her. Good morning. And we started talking. And, you know, people see God on you, so they start talking that direction. And I said, well, when I said, how are you doing today? She didn't just say fine. She said, I'm okay, but I didn't really get a lot of sleep last night. And so I ventured to ask her, is everything okay? Was your mind racing? Why didn't you get any sleep? And she said she has that, she's been diagnosed with that disorder where you can't sleep. And I said, okay. Then I got quiet and always wait for the prompting because you don't just push things on people. So the Lord prompted me to go a little further, and I said to her, I said, well, you know, God not only has the ability to change that, but he will. And she looked at me, and she said, well, yeah. And, you know, when you say things like that, if people go to church, even if it's just occasionally, they start going that direction. So she's, well, yeah, yeah, I believe. And I said, do you really? And she just looked at me and paused. And I said, he will change that. And I looked away, looked out the window, and all of a sudden I heard snoring. I looked over. She was knocked clean out. I said, God, you work quick. We operate. We live by faith. It can happen anytime. There's been times where God will give me a word of wisdom, word of knowledge for people, complete strangers. There was a time I was sitting at a restaurant with a friend, and she said to me, I don't remember her exact words, the friend. She said to me, you just anointed. I was like, well, I mean, it came out of nowhere, it seems. And I said, okay, well, you are too. You're God. She said, no, but, you know, you got that, you know, when you're a prophet, people, you know, they don't know, they don't want to put it in there, you know. Prophets that are in here know what I mean. So I said, okay, God does what he does. And the waiter came up finally. And immediately, the Lord gave me a word of knowledge. And it was something you just don't say to a stranger. Wasn't harsh, but it was deep into his life. And apparently it was very accurate because when I spoke the word, tears flowed from his eyes. He had a calling on his life, and he was running from it, basically. And he didn't waive the fee of the dinner. You know, usually testimonies like that go to that. Okay, there we go, a laugh. But the word of knowledge touched him so that the rest of the time, every time he came to the table, he opened up more and opened up more. And by the time we left, his whole countenance changed. He said, you know what? I need to go back to church. And apparently, he came from a line of preachers, and it scared him. And so I haven't gotten any report, didn't exchange any information. As a female, married, you know, get but my witness is that he changed in that time. I saw the change. Beyond that, that's between him and God. But God will move. He wants to move in our everyday life. It's not limited to here. Look at your neighbor and say, he's not limited to here. So we must not only believe him, expect him, but we must operate in him. It's in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Proverbs 3 tells us to acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our, not just path, but paths. And the Spirit of the Lord a few years ago revealed to me that for every way that you acknowledge him, the path to that way is what he'll direct. How many know that we can compartmentalize what God has access to? We'll get healed. We will have a measure of peace about us. But when it comes to our finances, we got to make it. We got to make the money, but we won't trust God in that area. Or we make sound decisions with finances and see the wealth of God come into our life. But when it comes to relationships, they just gonna always be like that. It's not going to change. I'm a witness. I've seen relationships change. Marriages come back together. All kinds of relationships change. God is not limited to one or two things. He said, I've given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. He wants us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. So as our mind, our will, and our emotion prospers, then everything else will follow. Look at your neighbor and say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Y'all know the rest shall be added to you. So we not only believe him and we not only expect him, but we operate in him. We operate in him. We operate in him. We operate in him. He is there for we are. And as we are, we live. And as we live, we see. His light leads the way superior to the natural, the factual, right into truth in this time assigned. Faith and the supernatural have been rightly identified. Words of belief, words of expectation, words of operation have been spoken to edify. And we, somebody say we, as one, we as one who breathes him, who believes him, expects him. How many expect him? How many expect him? And reflect him in his glory, we operate so. As we expect him in his glory, we operate so. The scripture says in Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit and all of that. This is as he wills. As he wills. So whatever he wants to do today, Father, in fact, we say right now, whatever you want to do today, whatever you want to do today in our hearts, in the atmosphere, we expect you. Stand to your feet. We expect you. 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 And time, however you want to move. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, we expect you anytime. We know you're here, God. We know you're here, God. We know you're here, God, and you're going to move in the time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Urban Glory Radio. Simply glorious.